Good morning and welcome to Brass Tack Sunday, 45th day of January. I'm your host and moderator, Corey Lane. Happy New Year and welcome to today's edition. Today we are talking regathering, and there's lots to talk about. And in studio, we're going to have some of those in the know to answer your questions and engage you in discussion as we prepare for one of the most exciting times for this country. When we think about regathering, a lot of people, highways and byways, they think it's about those coming in. But regathering has to be about we, which includes us here in the country. And that is why I thought it very important to have this discussion. In studio, we have already Minister Sandra Husbands, Senator. She is here, and not Senator, she is actually the Minister in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and that ministry has a critical role to play in regathering in terms of coordinating with the ministries, the embassies, etc., etc. So we're going to be hearing from Minister in a few moments. Joining her, hopefully, right after their service, as they had explained to me, we're going to have Ms. Selma Husband. She's one of the coordinators, and Special Advisor Jonathan Reed. And they're going to deal a lot with the nuts and bolts. But I'm sure that Minister Husband is going to be able to talk us through. At least I want to talk about the concept, the genesis, the purpose, all these things. So I want you to buckle in. Get your questions ready, because this Brass Tack Sunday is your opportunity to talk regathering. And you can do that the usual way. You can give us a call. Just, you know, we open the lines just after 20 after 11 on Sundays. But we'll see how it goes. You know the numbers, 434-1790. Or you can give us a quick readable message on WhatsApp, 266-4862. You're listening to Brass Tack Sunday, brought to you with the kind compliments of Williams Industries Incorporated.
Now is the time for you to fence your property with galvanized green, white, or brown chain link fencing and our brown band galvanized pole pipes, which are the longest lasting. We will give you a free estimate too on all your fencing materials.
For building supplies, big or small, at Brilliant Metals we have it all. At Brilliant Metals we have it all.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
Okay, regathering, Minister Husbands. First, before you go, I want to say a Happy New Year and thanks for joining us here in the studio to talk about regathering.
And thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here to speak about it.
Before you start, how was your season?
It was hectic because Christmas time is a very hectic time in the constituency, but it was also a truly enjoyable time for me too. Mm-hmm. It was good having friends and just enjoying each other and enjoying food together and going out to activities and so on. Mm-hmm. And I really, really enjoyed that. So it was like, it left a sweet taste in your mouth.
Not too sweet. Huh? Remember we tried to cut out the sugar. So
yes,
I wanted to ask that because we're going to get into all the things, but I think I like to take the opportunity when it's given to us here to speak to ministers in a way that, and constituency reps, that people may not normally get to understand. Okay. So you have a Christmas time, you're looking after entire constituency, mm-hmm. but it's known as a time for family. Yeah. So how do you actually manage that family?
Very often
balance?
Families suffer. That's the honest to God truth. Because if, for example, you do hamper distribution, if you do a children's party, in our case, we do a karaoke competition and so on. And we also supported a concert at Wanstead on the Green. So it keeps you busy the entire period. So if you don't do your Christmas shopping at the end of November, your family and friends, they're cooked. If you don't try and get in your supermarket shopping to put food in the house, and to be very, very honest, I did not get back to the supermarket to get black cake. So there was no black cake in my house this Christmas. Why? Because I was busy making sure that there were things in other people's homes, making sure that we were able to help people who were struggling and so on. And so it keeps you busy. And then we had the rewiring in Haynesville. So I was busy going down, checking to see how that was happening, because I really wanted people to have their electricity before Christmas. So we were able to get through some of that. So yes, it's hectic. It keeps you on the go. Your home may suffer a little bit, but just after Christmas, catch up.
Right, through the years, I've spoken to politicians, and they did speak about that sacrifice. But I always think it's important for you to explain it, because sometimes I try to explain it to people, but yes, it's better to hear it from the horse's mouth.
I think part of that is our fault in a way, because we never really truly explain how the process works and how it changes. So people still have certain types of expectations that would not be lodged in a reality. So take, for example, when you're actually canvassing in your constituency, when you're seeking to win your nomination, you're seeking to win an election, what people don't appreciate is that you have to ask your boss or your employer to give you some time. And this is continuous time on a weekly basis, so you can spend hyperactive time in the constituency knocking on doors. So you will see a potential MP with a frequency, but he's got to slow down everything else in his life, his work and his home, in order to get that done, because you may just have a space of a year or 2 years. When you then win your seat and your prime minister is gracious enough to extend a ministry to you, they've extended that ministry because they expect you to come to work. To work to do what? To help fulfill the promises that we've made to citizens. So it means that you cannot spend the same level of time as you would have when you were trying to gain the seat. Not because you don't care, not because you're not knocking on, you don't want to knock on doors, but your duty now is to deliver to your people. You now have to work with the team that has been brought together as a government, and you've got now to work the levers of government to deliver on the promises. Why? Because those promises will change people's lives. This is how you got to deal with it.
I never thought about it that way. I was one of those persons who say, you know, you see the politicians when they come asking for the vote, you don't see them again for the next 5 years.
Exactly.
But when you put it that way, it is like phases. So phase one, you have to get convince them to put you there to work on their behalf.
Correct.
And then phase two is to work on their behalf.
Correct. So the most important thing MP can do for you really is not really the drink at the bar or knocking on your house. The most important thing he can do is, where the government system is not working properly on your behalf, get it unplugged. If there are resources that have to be assembled in order to develop a program that will transform people's lives, then you have to get out there and get it. So, for example, in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, one of the things that we have to do is to be able to seek those partners in other countries that we can work with them to develop initiatives that will help to transform Barbados. This is where we get some of the money from in order to do the things that we have promised in terms of a manifesto. You might need technical assistance to introduce a particular initiative that will transform maybe how government works or how welfare works or how housing works. But Foreign Affairs has to get out there, build the relationships, and then work with those agencies to be able to attract the technical cooperation or the investment that will allow you to do the transformation. So
it's a lot of work. I hope some of that come out today, because and there's another discussion, but some of it may come out when you talk about the cooperation overseas.
Yes.
Now, one of the things that we've talked about here before and over the years is foreign affairs and the impact of the embassies and the consulates and the high commissions we have overseas. What is the value, the bang for the buck in terms of spending? But that's a topic on its in its own. But in terms of cooperation, when we look at the diaspora and so on, that will come up today. Let's talk about what we're here to talk about.
Good.
Regathering.
Let's start with
the first thing. What is regathering?
Well, regathering is a part of an overall program called Vision 2020. And Vision 2020 seeks to reposition Barbados that it can function in this highly globalized environment and to be transformed in a way that it can make its way in the world. When we were a colonial dependent, the colonial powers are the ones that made their way in the world, and you sort of hope that a few of the crumbs would drop from the table and come to you. That is no longer the case. 300,000 persons on 166 square miles now have to make their way in a world where there are billions and billions of people, close to 130 countries out there, and you have to fight your way to the table and make sure you're able to secure resources, opportunities, etc., create security for those 300,000 people on 166 square miles. So Vision 2020 is about transforming Barbados to be able to function in that new reality. Regathering is just one of the elements and one of the first and most important elements of that program. Regathering is predicated on this, that Barbados cannot make its way with only 300,000 persons. We have got to look at the size of our population and look at what is the optimum level that we need in terms of population size to be able to take Barbados forward. And one of the things that is an important plank to right sizing the Barbados population is your diaspora. Mm-hmm. So that Barbados now is not just Barbadians on 166 square miles. Barbados is now where every single Barbadian is. But it's not just enough for them to be physically located somewhere. They have to be connected to the Barbados vision, to the Barbados plan. They have to be networked in a way that they can make that necessary contribution to the development of Barbados without necessarily leaving their adopted home. It's important that we're able to understand what assets they have, what resources they represent, what opportunities they can bring, and then coordinate a plan that helps us to make maximum use of the power of our diaspora with our local population to be able to take Barbados to a place where we are able to live in peace, security, and prosperity. That is why we are having Regathering. It's not just a one-year long fete. It is about mobilizing and connecting our diaspora to Barbados and reconnecting them to what it means to be Barbadian, because people get lost in adopted countries. They forget their roots. They absorb new cultural mores and so on. And it's not that they don't need some of that in order to function in their new society, but we don't want them to forget what is important about being Barbadian, those values, that outlook. And to remember that this is the place that you will always call home.
What sort of response have you been getting from Regathering from locals so far?
Locals are gradually beginning to get it. I think that initially there was that sense of, what's that about? Okay. Oh, you want people over there come home? Oh, so that ain't got nothing to do with me. So people were standing like spectators on the side. But I think by the time we started forming the parish committees, and parish committees started reaching out into their communities, people began to see that, look, there's a place for us. There's a part that we have to play. And I think that gradually that message is getting home, that there's a place for everyone. And there's a part that each person must play in order to make it work.
There's some questions coming in already, and I'm going to answer some of those along with the many that I have. Someone here is asking, what is the success criteria of Regathering? Essentially, how will the planners know that the objectives were successful and the overall goal was achieved?
Well, there are about four objectives, main objectives that we have. One, if we're able to reconnect Barbadians with what is the true Barbadian spirit, caring, sharing, being proactive and innovative, being tolerant and patient with each other, the whole sense of, so he's wrong, give him a scotch. That those values are important and those need to be reestablished. And so if as Barbadians come home and Barbadians come together in community and they begin to do projects and activities together, that we begin to see those values being watered some more. Mm-hmm. And we begin to see them exhibiting themselves. Even the simple thing of the philanthropy, the notion of volunteering, the notion of could we restore this children's home in our area? Could we do up this playground over here? That whole spirit of volunteerism. So when we count at the end of the year, how much transformation were we able to bring to a number of communities? That's going to be one measure. Another measure will be how many of our diaspora were we able to get to register, to say to us, look, I'm a Bajan, I'm out in Gibraltar, I'm a Bajan, I'm in China, but I want to help. There are things I want to do for my country that I have a passion to do, but I don't know where to go with this. Mm-hmm. We want those people to register.
Tell us about this registry. Tell us what this is about.
What we've done at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, we've created a competition, and the promotion is going to be intensified over the next few weeks. And here's what the competition is about. Every single Barbadian here in Barbados knows where our diaspora is. Every one of them. If I ask you to sit down and write the names of all the people that you know that live overseas or are studying overseas, you are going to give me at least 40 names. Mm-hmm. If you stop and think about it. Mm-hmm. Now just imagine if I could get 40 or 50,000 Barbadians giving me 40 names. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see where my numbers are going? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I am now going to be able to reach several hundred thousand people just by getting Barbadians to do that registration. But how are we going to do it? On the Ministry of Foreign Affairs website, you will see competition. And when you go on, you can go in and put in the name and email address of the persons that you know belong to our diaspora. Now, we don't capture that information at that point. What triggers is a letter coming from us via you to that person, giving them an invitation to go to a link and go in and voluntarily put down your information, because everybody may not want to.
Excellent, excellent. I like
everybody
that.
May not like want
that.
To.
I like that.
And we have to abide by the data protection requirements, which we are subscribing to. Mm. And when they put their information in, we ask them things like how to contact you, what social media platforms are you on, what are your areas of interest, what are your skills, what would you like to do for Barbados, and we ask you, is there anything in particular that you would like to see be a part of the regathering activity. Immediately, no, we can sort that database and we know what we have. Mm-hmm. So, for example, when I went to China earlier last year, we were able to have a meeting with 30 young Barbadians who were up there studying. It was mind-blowing what they were doing. There were some who were at university learning about cryptocurrencies. There were some doing IT. There were some doing drama. There was one young lady who actually does marketing for Huawei. I mean, these are young people with connection and they just want to know, mm-hmm. how can we plug in? I am learning so much. I recognize we have to have plugging, a home.
I like that term, plugging.
Plugging.
Can we plug in all of these? Because when we talk about brain drain, remember about 5-10 years ago, a lot of us talk about brain drain. We have a lot of talented young people across the globe doing fantastic things. How do we plug them in to our development for 2020? Excellent. I have a lot of questions, but the comments are coming in, and I like Sunday to be about the people. Actually, any day here, I like to be about the people. But so let me ask you two critical questions coming here, and then we go to the telephone lines. This one says, there might be a part for us to play, but it's all publicity blitz. We are never told. All we constantly hear is, are you ready? But ready to do what? They need to get down to specifics about what we can do. And I think one of the things you just did was just that. People listening right now, Barbadians listening to Brass That Sunday, can go to the Foreign Affairs website, click mm-hmm. on competition, mm-hmm. you say, and then on there's an avenue for you to enter the people you know on the diaspora that can then get in contact and plug in,
yes.
and start the process by submitting their information. What else can average Barbadians do to be part of We Gathering?
So apart from registering people, you can also encourage them to come back in this year. But even if they cannot come this year, encourage them to come. And there is a second part of the competition is Barbados Friends and Family, where if you encourage X number of people to come down who actually come and make a holiday, I think it is 5 persons you need to get to come down. They'll give you $100 in whatever currency wherever you are living. So if you're in Canada, you get 100 Canadian. If you're in England, you get 100 pounds and so on. So this is to encourage people to become tourism ambassadors. Know that everybody Barbadian can be a tourism ambassador. The other things now
before
that
you
Barbadians can do.
No, go on, mm-hmm. go on. You're actually going again, write it down and come back. Go on.
Oh, okay.
Go on.
The other things that they can do, they have to make people welcome. The Barbadian smile, the hello, how are you doing, the happy new year. They need to make the environment a warm and friendly environment, reaching out to people. Now, Barbadians don't normally have a problem with that. But it tends to be triggered if there's an accidental getting together, or if a person has a flat tire, or a visitor comes up to you and asks a question. What we're saying is, now don't even wait for them to come and ask a question. Just say hi. Just say hello. Be ready. Reach out. The third thing they can do, keep Barbados clean. You can't invite people to your home and it's dirty. You have to keep Barbados clean. So from the airport to the seaport, from St. Lucie all the way back to Hastings Rocks, from St. John all the way back to St. James, keep Barbados clean. Make sure it's clean. Then we want you to get involved in the events. There are opportunities for business. There are opportunities for people, ordinary Barbadians, to make money from the events that are going to be planned in your parish. So, call your parish committee. Find out where the list of events are, and if, for example, you are somebody, you rent generators.
How do you do that? How do you call your parish committee? Where are the numbers? How do you find them?
The online, you should be able to see on the WeGathering website. You should be able to see the contacts for the parish committee persons. And what you are able to do is to say to them, look, I am thinking of having a pudding and sauce feast on the Saturday, and we're having it out by such and such and such a place shop, because a number of us gather there, but we want to have an even bigger pudding and sauce line that Saturday. So the shop and the people around can prepare for people coming. Correct. What the WeGathering committee will do is make sure that it's on the calendar so it gets promoted, so people know that it is happening.
So all the people on the WhatsApp, especially those from St. Lucie, asking me where they could get their shirts from, and all of the ones, so it's large shirt. And you know, Christmas, no go, you need to accommodate the little frontal piece, right? So
Yes. You
can go to the WeGathering website. Just Google WeGathering or look for the WeGathering website. I'm going to give out the specific website during the program, so you can look forward to that. So you can give us a call now, 23 minutes after 11 o'clock, 434-1790. There's lots to talk about. It's going to come up, so we can mention it. The cost. Remember, we're doing 50th anniversary. People talked about the cost. What is the cost? People talking about, we bringing home people and the garbage situation. But I see y'all flooding the streets. Now, we're not with garbage, but with trucks. Mm-hmm. The water situation, the crime situation. We can talk all about that. Then the reconnecting these values, I want to know specifically what we're going to be doing with the young people, because some of these values are actually foreign to them. Caring, sharing, patience, proactive. We coming back to these. But in the meantime and in between time, we're going to the telephone lines. Good morning and welcome, Brass That Sunday. You're on the air.
Good morning, Corey.
Hi, good morning. Morning.
Morning. Hi, this is Glenn Murray.
Hi, morning, man. Hi, New Year.
Hi. And good morning to you, Dennis, and Minister Husbands. Happy New Year to you all.
And to you, too.
Right. I thought I'd join you this morning because the question of when I consider the regathering, it to me represents something that I've always been interested in my entire life, from as far as I can remember, the Barbadian way of life. I've always been fascinated by the Barbadian life, and therefore, this led me, therefore, I want to write my book, Barbados Customs to Treasure, and also when I had the chance to establish the Community Independence Celebrations as their program, because what it does there, the slogan is, come celebrate Barbados. And to me, regathering is celebrating Barbados. Celebrating Barbados' culture, and culture being your entire way of life, your good, the bad, the ugly, is all part of your culture, all part of you as a Barbadian. And it means the tangible, the intangible, the man-made, nature created, all that is the Barbadian way of life and the Barbadian culture. But this morning, I look forward to see how this rolls out over the next year. But what I want to talk about this morning, I have to do it this morning because we don't have a year. It will not be wrong to be dead before a year. And this has to do with the impending demolition of a couple of buildings around Bridgetown, opposite, iconic buildings, which have been around for a very long time, and the stretch of road from...
You want to talk about that now?
Yeah, only because one is support. I just want to make sure...
We have Brastad from like tomorrow, the full Brastad.
But seeing that the building, when the work is beginning to start building, I just want to draw some things to attention, people's attention before it happens.
I can't do that for you, Glenn. We got to talk. We gathering! That's what we talking. So just work with me. All right? That's the rules, the one rules for all. So if we can talk about we gathering. So
I liked what he was saying initially about the importance of showing the Barbadian way of life. Mm-hmm. And it is, we gathering also gives the world a window on Barbados to mm-hmm. see what that looks like. Mm-hmm. Who are Barbadians? Mm-hmm. What are our values? Mm-hmm. What's our culture? What really goes on in that little place?
And when I heard Glenn's voice, it actually took me back to Community Independence, which he was heavily mm-hmm. involved in before. And it has that kind of nostalgic type feel. And I was a part of it, and as I observed it, and I think he was, when he said that he wanted to observe, I think he can play a greater part by giving some kind of recommendations and advice. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why. It was during that time, 2001 and onward, through the Community Independence, and I see that we gathering linked with the Parish Independence yes. Committees as well, which is a good move, to bring that Barbadiana, that feeling, that culture, not culture in terms of waking up, but culture in the way we do things. And that is where I learned that. That's where that was planted in me. So I do take everything he would have said up to the building part.
But the purpose of that is really to bring Barbados to the global stage. Mm-hmm. So for example, if people come and they experience Barbados, or they're watching online as we are streaming events, what that is doing, it is going to be showcasing our foods, our music, our culture, our values, our sports, our talent. And it's going to say to people, well, Barbados seems like a cool place to visit. Or, you know something, I see that there are opportunities there that perhaps I could invest. Or Barbados seems to be a place that you can do business. Mm-hmm. What it does, it is going to showcase Barbados to the world so that we are able to say to everyone, Barbados is back. Mm-hmm. Barbados is here. Barbados is on the go and it's ready to move. So that's the value that it's going to do, because it's going to stimulate then demand for goods and services. So there's an economic side to this. Mm-hmm. It is not just a year of entertainment, but a way of showcasing our goods and services so that you then create demand for it.
One of the things, I'm not a PR expert by any stretch of the imagination, but like the things that you're saying now, and that's why glad for the program. I'm hearing for the first time. I thought we gathering was a 1 year thing. You know, letting me know it's part of a bigger vision 2020, and it is also going to be continuing. And then the way Barbadians can be involved, I've heard a number of the jingles, sound good by the way. But it should be telling you what you can do. Instead of just asking me, am I ready? It should be able to tell me, go to the website, about the $100, about it should be able to tell me these things. That's what media is about.
Yes, yes.
So, and I want to answer the other two questions I raised before we took the call, before we go back to these calls. Callers, we are coming. And that is about the garbage, the water, the crime. You know they're going to be the naysayers. For whatever agenda they hold, whether political or otherwise, they're going to say, you're bringing home people and the what is your response to that? Because I know y'all got to be prepared for it.
It's twofold. One, from the day we hit office, we started dealing with the sewage, the garbage, the water, all of those things. The truth is, things were even a lot worse than anticipated. So everything needs an entire overhaul. And Prime Minister and the economic team have been working assiduously to find the resources. For example, if you look at the issue with water, it will take $2 billion to literally replace the entire water main system and be able to provide us with treatment plants and so on for recycling water and so on and so forth, to do the whole shebang. So that is not something Barbados can do like that. You can't wait till it's done then to have a regathering. So what are we going to do in the interim? The minister responsible for water and energy, Wilfred Abrams, he has been tasked by Prime Minister, find one or two things that you can do that can immediately make water available. So there's some water that Barbados was not using. We were paying for it, but we weren't using it. So get that online. Then one of our stations up north was not working very well, and therefore water was not getting to other places. So water had to be diverted to go up there. If you fix that, then all the water you're diverting from the south can now go to a St. Joseph. So they're doing little things to be able to scotch that. And Ministry of Foreign Affairs helps in terms of helping to find the money. Where can we get a loan from? Is there technical cooperation out there that can advise us on the best way? So those are the things that we've been doing to try to make that work. So when people come, Barbados is working. At the same time, while we're trying to alleviate those problems, when they come, everything will not be perfect. But we're not trying to say it's perfect. What we want to say to our diaspora and the people who visit, that yes, Barbados is working hard and you can help us get to where we want to go to. Here are some of the areas where you can contribute. Here are some of the things that need transformation. And this is how you can contribute to it.
You're listening to Brass Tax Sunday. This is, we have Minister Sandra Husbands. We're talking, we gathering. We'll be joined by more of the team later in the day. You know, today is a big church day for us Barbadian folks. And we want you to be able to make your contribution to this Vision 2020. What are your thoughts? What are your questions here on Brass Tax Sunday? Good morning and welcome. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Lane. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I am okay. Forgive me to say, right, I know all the rhetoric because I'm a Bajan, so I know all the rhetoric that Ms. Husbands is speaking about. The water, the light, the yard, the food, the road, everything, the garbage. My sisters, the majority of my sisters, they are in Canada and America. And they said to me, they aren't coming back to Barbados because Barbados have nothing to offer. For me personally, I don't have a job, but yet I'm not starving. But they said they are not coming to nothing here in Barbados.
Well, we're so sorry that they feel that way. And I'm hoping that many of our diaspora have not given up on Barbados. Barbados is going to have a very bright future. We're going through a dark place, but it's not going to be dark forever. And they can help. I would want to believe that their disappointment means that they wanted better for us. What we're saying to them is, you can help us to get to that better. Now, let me tell you how people can help. When people register and we get a sense of what are the assets and the resources that they represent, what we want to do, and they also represent a reservoir of knowledge. So suppose your sister was, say, a nurse in Canada, and she is working in a specialized department using specialized techniques and specialized equipment and so on. A person like her can then plug back into the Barbados network and say, look, here is the latest in dealing with gynecological problems. here is a piece of equipment that we've just put in that actually is 50 times better than what is being currently used. She might even be able to go a step further. Because of her skills, she might be able to do a short 1 hour program using video conferencing, sharing with nurses in Barbados how you would use this piece of equipment or what kind of nursing skills are necessary for handling this particular type of illness. The point is that our people are in positions where they have opportunities, they have resources, and they are going to be able to help make Barbados better. And I'm hoping that your sisters will reconsider and look at how they would want to assist. We're not asking everybody to come home, because the truth is, if everybody were to come home, we wouldn't have enough room to hold everybody, because we have close to 1 million people who are part of our diaspora. But what we want to do is to be able to use technology and to create a network that allows every Barbadian to contribute their inch, contribute their brick, contribute their element that will take Barbados a step closer to a place where people want to live, work, and visit.
All right, that call just went out. We take another call. Brass Stats, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning to Mr. Lane.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Yes, season greetings to you and your family.
Thank you very much. Same to you and yours.
To the minister, Ms. Advance.
Yes, good morning.
Season greetings to you. There's a gentleman to call Alvin. Visually impaired gentleman Alvin, that you're speaking to at the moment. Now, I want to ask a couple of questions. This ministry is this 2020 is under. Which ministry is responsible for it?
There's a special project unit that deals with the regathering. And Mrs. Selma Green, she is the person who heads up that unit. The national committee is chaired by Minister Kerry Simmons. He deputizes for the Prime Minister. So it is dealt with by a project implementation unit operating out of the Ministry of Tourism.
Now, why ask that? You know, I deal with politics. Where is the finance coming from to deal with it, under which, for instance, the estimates will be presented in the House Assembly at any time? Which ministry will be financing it?
Well, there are a number of ways in which it will be financed. One, the Prime Minister's office will be making serious contributions to it. But every ministry has been asked to identify some resources from out of their budget. We were asked to do that last year, to put aside, to put into regathering, so that whatever part that ministry has to play in relation to regathering, that they put some funds in there to do that. Meantime, the Ministry of Economic Affairs and the Prime Minister's Office and the Ministry of Finance, they are looking at, like for example, you have funding agencies that do things for cultural cooperation, that do things for the promotion of commercializing culture and so on. And so wherever regathering would fit into their remit, we would obviously be tapping them for additional resources. Along with that, the private sector has been asked to get on board, because they have been shown that their opportunities here, if Barbados could go global, if we can promote our brand, if we can promote a demand for our goods and our services through regathering, they're going to benefit. So put some skin in the game. So the funding is coming from many different sources.
Okay, well, why I ask these questions, because I don't like a lot of what I'm seeing where finance is concerned, because there's something we call the estimates in the budget. And up to today, no one in Barbados could tell us how much money is planned to be spent on this. You can't start it before a budget. In other words, an estimate, you don't start a house before the plan. You start nothing before, it's going to cost us $10. For instance, the last government was attacked, you could say, in the worst way by this administration, when they give a price for the 50th year of anniversary, which also went for a year. But the people of Barbados knew that they estimated just over $6 million for it. It was put there, this is what we'll be spending in the next year to celebrate 50 years of independence, which I haven't believed was more important to me than 2020. 2020 have a lot in it that I like, because 2020 could be good if people come in. Otherwise, it's just a CUNY community. It's no difference to CUNY community if we have people coming in. And being a person who have attended every queue up to May 2015, I used to meet people from Germany, Canada, all about a queue in the community. So the main thing that I would see success, I would say this is a success story. This thing about speaking nice and greeting people, and the ICB did a lot of damage to all stuff already with that, and I don't think it could be done in a 1 year. Because, and I know you know, Corey know and everything, the last 3 years going into the last election, Barbados was demolished by people who was going after something. And a person who had plenty to be living out of this country, they were calling and asking what's going on. We was a cesspool of garbage. The ministers corrupt, and everything bad was said about this country for 3 to 4 straight years. So we can measure it back in 18 months. It's going to take time for people to get confidence in Barbados again, because the damage that was done, for whatever reason it was done for. So I would like, if you could help the people of Barbados, including Alvin, that this ain't a runaway thing, like 1981 Carrie Fester, that then we end up, we find out it was millions of dollars. I would like to have an idea, like how the 50th year of independence, we was told, it is $6 million that it cost the taxpayers. And I would like, if before the program, then if you could give us an idea, what is the cost of it. And you have a good day.
All right. Thank you for calling, Alvin.
Get all your lumber needs from us. We have number one treated pine, all different types of plywood, V-joint, siding board, and concrete board. In addition, we have grade 3 2x4s and form ply for boxing.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
Just a reminder, you're listening to We Gathering. That's the topic. The station is Voice of Barbados, and you're listening to it all, compliments of Williams Industries Incorporated. A follow-up question from that is really, how much has all the international travel cost Barbados today? How much has the project unit and the local advertisement and the regathering events cost the taxpayers today? That can be a follow-up question, or that could be a summary of what the previous caller had asked. And when Selma gets in, she's one of the coordinators, she would actually have the figures, so we can look forward to that.
She will have a better idea of that, but don't forget that everything is not finished, because the parish committees are developing the schedules and they're costing and getting those costings in, and then we'll be able to look to see what we can, what we can't do. So it's still a work in progress, but Sam will be able to give you more specific details of any costings that she has to date.
So sit tight and stand by for that information. Back to the telephone lines. Brass Tack Sunday, good morning and welcome.
Good morning to Corey.
Hi, morning, morning, welcome. Another culture man.
And let me say good morning to Minister Husband.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Pretty well this morning. Some areas of concern and some areas of congratulation. First, we hear people are coming back to Barbados. I got reasons why they weren't coming back to Barbados. Either that they ran, the old people, and either the people saying for them to go overseas, they'll pay back.
I'm being frank.
Okay, that's my assessment. When people could say that they're not coming back to an island like Barbados, You know, it's just people would love to come to Barbados. People other than Barbadians would love to come to Barbados, but that's not what I call it about. I call it with a feeling that any Barbadian that goes to any part of the world, one of the objectives of that Barbadian is to return to his country at some time and to return to the country of happiness. But let me come to the gathering. I'm actually, I've observed, I want to compliment what I've seen in St. Lucie so far. But my question here is, are we going to go through 12 months of jamming? Are we going to go through 12 months of what I consider to be an area of jamming when there are another percentage of people in Barbados who are not really into the jamming? This is what I'm saying. Let me just finish what I'm saying, right? There are several things that could be implemented into the parish. For example, parish day. A parish day would mean that the entire parish could be on shore. It could become one massive fair, which means that people who are into cottage industries, people who are into various things, could get involved in this parish on display, a parish on display. So they would have people in the parish who are capable of making several cottage industries that, since we are now looking to establish and to export, that out of this whole concept of trading, we never can tell. There may be some person in that parish who coming out with that cottage industry. So I am of the opinion that we need to introduce a parish day. And that parish day means that parish would have the full facilities of making the parish known. Take, for example, we can say that Mongay Distillery in St. Lucie is international. We could also say, as we go on, you will find that in other constituencies. But then when you look at the maidens and the old folks who have made the parish into what it is, that parish there could involve an award for people who have made a substantial contribution to the development of that parish. I am of the belief that the planning is good. I am of the belief that there have been some neglect, and I would love to see that the parish there would implement what it could consider to be a field of things that could give the average person from the parish an opportunity to feel that they are part of what is happening. I can stop there, I can hear you, Sandra, but I this is just a gut feeling. I don't want to see 12 months of jamming. I don't want to see bodies whining. I want to see the cultural aspect and the belief of what I'm expecting to see for a gathering. And we've got lots of talent. We've got people who not only, I must compliment Daryl Jordan, Steel Orchestra, beautiful.
Yes,
I must compliment.
They did very well.
Yeah, I must compliment the service this morning. But when I look at the presentation, one of the most picturesque sites in the world, apart from the East Coast Road, which is River Bay, when I look at that, because there's no place in the world, in my opinion, prettier than Barbados. Now, if we could not go to the East Coast Road in terms of all crop over, then what I saw as presented from the aerial shots of River Bay tells me that very few people in the world could question with the scenery at River Bay. So we must capitalize on those things. We must be able to say, okay, that as far as I'm concerned, Barbados is on shore. Since Barbados is on shore, we're made up of X amount. By the way, we did not have any Carry Fest in 1951, Alvin. We had Carry Fest in 1981. So let me correct that before we move on. Alvin, 1981, not 1951. Let me move on.
Mark, you raised a very important question. Is it just about dancing and fetting? No. Let me help you here. If you look even at what St. Lucie is doing, there are a number of other things that are happening. For example, there's a lecture on mental health awareness. Why? Because that's an issue in Barbados. Ministry of Health is going to be promoting wellness in every parish in every month, because that's important. We're looking at the environment, the tree planting, but it's not just tree planting. They want planting to go on in Barbados, so they're going to be encouraging Barbadians, for example, to grow their own vegetables and so on, and start to eat that, so that from a health perspective, we are going to be able to raise the quality of health in Barbados. We also have the genealogy marketplace. This is going to allow Barbadians to understand their roots, who their families are connected to help create that solidarity between the diaspora and the people who are here at home. There's also the Ideas Forum. This is where Prime Minister is going to be coming together to hear what is it Barbadians want to have for the future of Barbados, and what ideas and suggestions do they have for going forward. She's also going to be going to the schools because she wants to talk with the children to say, look, Barbados is going to belong to you. It belongs to you now, but you are going to have to bring the leadership. And we want to create a Barbados in which you can thrive. So those are some of the things that are happening. But our schedules and our program is not closed. Anything anybody wants to put onto this that can help deepen our conversation, develop our understanding around something that is critical to Barbadians, things about business, anything people want to put on the calendar can be included. But we have some things there that go beyond dancing and fetting.
In all fairness, Minister, I think I don't want to be misinterpreted of what I'm saying. You have independent events taking place in the parish, which I know of. You have a storytelling there, and you're bringing that storyteller from out of the constituents, out of the parish, to tell stories. So this is what the parish on display is what I'm talking about. St. Lucia has got, take for example, I don't think there's one cemetery in Barbados, apart from Westbury, that has as much history in the burial place as St. Lucia's Parish Church. And I'm of the opinion that they need, this planning of the gathering needs to talk to people who in true and fact are well aware of what some of the parishes may need. Why am I asking that a parish there be implemented? A parish there be implemented means that your very committee that works within the planning of it would be able from the registry know who the oldest person in the constituency.
All right, Mark, also hold on a minute. I want to pause a minute. I want to introduce and let you know that we've been joined by esteemed company. We have Salma Husband. She is one of the coordinators of We Gathering. And we have a gentleman I know from very long, from scouting, Mr. Danny Bob. He is from the St. Lucie Parish Committee. I call him the mayor of St. Lucie from back in scouting time. So that's when we were boys running around making fires and starting fires that we shouldn't start. So I just want to introduce them and let you all know they are in the studio.
Let me say good morning to the committee and the coordinator. I haven't said a
word. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Morning. I haven't said a bad thing yet about the gathering. What I am hoping is that I do not see a continuation of, take for example, I'm going to be very fair. I am going to be very fair to what is the service this morning was class on top of class. The entertainment that was presented at River Bear, a section of the entertainment was of first class. But I am saying that we need to get into the parish. We need to be more indigenous as far as the parish is concerned. We need to be able to say that, okay, Mr. Kamabash from Coconut Walk in St. Lucie, or perhaps a man who spent all of his years educating people of St. Lucie at Corish Park, and I use his name, for example, as an experience. I am saying that your planning, Selman, or your committee planning, has to look at the indigenous aspects of the parish. And in looking at the indigenous aspects of the parish, I believe that there should be a parish there. A parish there which can come off just the whole. We have to have the fairs, crossover fairs, a parish there that will implement every aspect of that parish in relation to people's lifestyles.
All right, Mark, let me get some response from them because you've repeated it a number of times, so I don't know if either.
I want to jump in and thank you for having me here. And I want to say to Mark that what you're talking about in terms of the indigenous structure within the calendar, it is there. And it is there because what we did yesterday in Allendale, and we do it by Miss Boyce and Mr. Boyne and Miss Boyne, we had a pickle Saturday where they are accustomed doing pickle on Saturdays, but everybody don't know. So what we did is that we opened up an avenue that the rest of Barbados could come to Allendale and get the pickle yesterday. And truthfully, the pickle sold out about 6 p.m., but people were there until midnight because they enjoyed a good lime and they were able to see different aspects of Allendale, and they were given some history of Allendale in terms of where all the Lord Seals family came from. So we are doing that. In fact, in the St. Lucie's calendar, we're also looking at a lot of heritage because our theme is faith, and we broke faith down into an acronym, and that acronym is Families, Achievements, Institutions, Talents, and Heritage. And I heard you speaking about the cemetery at St. Lucie's Parish Church. And one of the things that we have been doing, and we started on Wednesday, when we had the park and ride from St. Lucie's Parish Church, we had someone there while the persons were waiting on the shuttle. They were giving tours of persons who would have been buried within the cemetery of St. Lucie, as well as the site of the old Parish School. So we are doing those things, and I must join Minister Husband's into it. It's not just about FET, because we are very much open to working within communities. And I understand your idea of a parish day, but I think I like the idea of a parish month even better. A whole month to celebrate your parish, a whole month to give people the opportunity, one, to make some money, two, some exposure for a lot of the things that are within the various parishes, and three, to bring people together. Because at the end of the day, we want persons to live together. We want them to connect with each other. We want them to give up their time. And if you watch the service this morning, the Prime Minister made mention of that in her speech. In fact, I know that the Reverend in his sermon also spoke about a connection with each other. And I think that is what is most important in the whole regathering aspect.
Yes, if I may join in here, Corey, just to underscore what Danny has said, because St. Lucie in its planning, that isn't only going to be typical of St. Lucie for all of the parishes. When we sat down to plan at the beginning, we said to them that there's certain key elements that had to be a part of the parish activities when their months came around. And certainly we want them to reflect all of the what is iconic about the parish. It's food, it's people, it's places, it's culture. So as you move from parish to parish, you will see that reflected in their calendars. You're going to be seeing interesting places. Many of them have service days, many of them have parish days. If you look at St. Lucie's calendar, they have set aside 5 Fridays for the days dedicated specifically to their parish. People will come out and wear their national colors, and the parish will be celebrated. You're going to be seeing iconic people, and not just the well-known persons. We are going to be seeing those persons who are the bedrock of communities across Barbados. Mm-hmm. So bus drivers and postmen and hawkers.
The Mavis
in each of the parishes. As we look at activities, you're going to be having food activities. You're going to be having tree planting activities. You're going to be having cleanup activities. You're going to be having beautification activities. Minister mentioned the Ideas Forum, so one day each day is set aside in each parish to sit down and have that conversation about how you're going to be moving families, communities, and the nation forward, and how we're each going to be contributing to that rubric of development. We have Future Spaces, which is involving our young people, so we're going to be transforming public buildings across Barbados and public spaces across parishes, and our young people are going to be part of that process. 3 young women are going to be installing the first space on the main wall at the post office by the end of January. That first installation is going to go up, but school children are going to be involved in that process, and we are going to be seeing our landscape transform. So that's Future Spaces. Entrepreneurship is key. Last night, we had Allendale being on show, and over the next 4 Saturdays, we're going to be seeing business people in the community in St. Lucie being highlighted and being given the opportunity to do business with the rest of Barbados, with our local visitor population, which means people coming from St. Peter and St. Lucie and St. John and Christchurch and coming into St. Lucie, but also people coming back from the diaspora and visitors alike coming into communities. And of course, philanthropy is going to be critical. And I talk about St. Lucie because they're first up. St. Lucie has adopted the St. Lucie District Hospital, and they are going to be working on that hospital, renovating it, making it a beautiful space for the 52 older persons who live there, who have contributed to the development of St. Lucie. And they're going to be involving businesses within the community. Mount Gay has stepped up to the plate and has been doing wonderfully. They are going to be putting their money where their mouth is. So they're going to be giving financially to the hospital, but 150 staffers from Mount Gay will be working along with the community in St. Lucie to be able to transform that facility. And they're not going to leave it there. There's a day on their calendar where we go into the hospital and interact with those persons who are living there. So not only giving of cash and kind, but giving of time, which is even more important to those persons who are living there. And St. Lucie's calendar will be replicated in St. Peter, in St. Thomas, in St. Andrew. But what will be different is that each parish will replicate what is unique and what is special and what is distinctive about that parish.
So the truth is, Barbados will be a buzz, alive. The people wouldn't just be going about their everyday business. People will now be connecting in new and vibrant ways. And that is going to make Barbados a very, very vibrant place for the entire year.
Mark, are you still there? I just want you to come back to make your final response.
Let me finish, because all effort is a state of defense. I have not called to condemn anything. I have called to put in place something that would be beneficial to Barbados, because they heard the very minister there who is responsible for small business. And I said that because when they talk about a parish there, it does not mean that you can't have a month of activities. I'm saying that somewhere along the line, and I hear too much defense of what I've just said. Too much defense, but you had this, you had that. I'm asking if anything has been put in place for, let's say, for Barbados to look back at 20, 30 years from today. The planning of the St. Lucie Committee, the presentation of the things that take place for the month, so that years from today, Barbados who live in Canada, Barbados who live in Europe, Barbados who live all over, can buy a documentary on the gathering in Barbados for the year 2020. This is planning. This is bringing our reserves into the country. Not just defend. I don't want nobody to defend what I've said, because I'm in favor of what you're doing. But I'm saying, in closing, there are some elements of your planning that the window is open and is not comfortable to those who believe that you can do better. I know you can do better. I don't want you to go on the defense. I want you to understand what has been said. And I believe, in closing, there's a need for cottage industries of the parishes to be highlighted, so that would be an area for revenue coming to our business. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.